Jody Gray has never felt happier or more fulfilled.
I wish I didn't have to go through everything I went through to get there, but I'm the happiest that I've been probably in my entire life.
The Vancouverite, who still speaks with a bit of a twang native to her home state of North Carolina, grew up in a deeply religious household. She resisted her trans identity for years and also battled anxiety and depression, costing her jobs and relationships, including the one with her son.
My first suicide attempt was right after I lost contact with my son and realized I wouldn't see him again.
Jody, like many trans people, felt rejected by the healthcare system as doctors would conflate her mental issues with her gender.
Even though I'm transgender, I'm a person and I have other issues as well.
Today, she is a support worker and runs a housing project for transgender, two-spirited, and gender-diverse people. You could say Jody is a bit of a trailblazer, too.
I'm the first transgender woman, from what I understand, to receive the award. I can't say enough. It's just a great honor.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.